Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In this corner, from Reading, Pennsylvania, he's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Thanks a lot, Steinmetz.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah.
And in this corner, straight out of the Yoon,
the chocolate Thor,
he's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl, the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
Now, it's time for Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Welcome in, Bay Area. Thank you for joining us. I am Michael Urban. Across the studio from me right now is Daryl, the Guru Johnson. This is our fifth and final day together this week, Guru. Steinmetz has been moved up into the noon to three time slot for the week. I got to fill in for him. Kind of a bittersweet day for me today, Guru. How are you feeling about this whole thing? I'm gone from your life after today.
Well, you got my phone number. You can text me, call me, which you never do. You know, it's all good, Irv.
Stop it.
We're trying to finalize. So like, this is a, we're a sitcom and it's coming to an end. Because I used to get melancholy on them final shows, like Happy Days.
Right.
I didn't like that. I didn't like the finality.
Back when we used to work together on a regular basis, we would text back and forth all the time. And some of the texts were long, some were short.
Yours were long, mine were short.
True. Yeah. I noticed once we stopped working together all the time and you were with other work friends more often, your replies to me tended to be thumbs up, thumbs down, or okay. You just didn't have time to respond for me.
No,
I get it.
I got three kids. Yeah, come on. I'm not your girl.
You're out living your life?
Yeah, that's all, basically, like you told me earlier.
I'm glad I was able to stop you from doing the dork voice when you're imitating me.
I heard you with Rado yesterday. That was good stuff.
I had a good time, man.
I'm proud of you. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. I had to do back-to-back shows, so I was on the air for 5 hours straight. And
dinner on Earth.
To go from you to Rado is a pretty significant change in terms of who the other guy is, because
I'm the Black Ray Rado.
No.
What do you mean, though?
I don't have
a sweater.
Ray is unique, man.
I love it.
There's no green Rado. There's no brown, black.
I told Ray, Ray's the type of guy, he can hate me, but I still like him.
Yeah, I heard you say that. That's a good line. Okay. The Bay Bridge Series Part 2. Well, it's not Part 2, I guess. It's just the continuation of it. So the A's get to host it this time around.
That's
going to jump off tonight. And
Kelly Green uniforms.
May as well introduce the, that's right, Friday night, right?
I love them.
So we are going to see Edwin Jackson in the Kelly Green taking on Derek Rodriguez, who is my new favorite pitcher in the big leagues.
Okay, that is because, let me guess, the hair.
No, it's got nothing to do with
his dad.
I just like his stuff. He's fearless on the mound, man. And you can tell that he spent a lot of time around big leaguers because he acts like he belongs, man. He knows he belongs. And I love watching that in a young guy where it's not, you know, you'll see a lot of times with young guys, you'll see them get knocked around a little bit in the early innings. And all of a sudden their velocity goes up because they try to start throwing harder.
Adrenaline.
You know? That's the answer for a lot of young pitchers. You know, go harder, go harder. What he does is he takes, Tim Hudson told me this, when you're struggling as a pitcher, the key is to back off. Like, he was getting knocked around by the Devil Rays when the Devil Rays were terrible.
Right? Now the Rays.
He knew he was going to face him in back-to-back starts. In the first one, he gave up like 12 hits and 8 runs. And the first two innings of the next start, he was getting hit around pretty good. And then all of a sudden, I'm always paying attention to the radar gun. All of a sudden, I saw his fastball. He normally sits huddy, normally sat at about 91, 92 was his fastball.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, his fastball was like 88, 87. And my first thought was, man, is he hurt? Is he trying to pitch through an injury or something? He didn't give up any more hits after the second inning. I talked to him after the game, told him about the velocity dropped, and he just said, try less. Don't try harder, try less, because that's the key. If you try harder, you're trying to do something that you're not capable of. Trying less hard is really easy to do. You just back off a little bit, right? You just don't throw as hard.
And that's the key. And Derek Rodriguez, when I watch him pitch, when he gets in trouble, you see him take his time. He pitches backward in counts, which a lot of young guys don't do. I just, everything about him says big leagues to me, and I love watching him pitch.
Yeah, and I've learned this. I'm no pitching coach, shocker, but when you know how to pitch, and let's just say your fastball's at 90, but you know when to throw your fastball, mm-hmm. that thing can feel like 110.
No doubt.
And that's why Maddox is one of the greatest pitchers. He's not a Scherzer with a, you know, throwing 100, throwing gas. But when a pitcher learns to pitch, it's like watching somebody, a pianist, you know, yeah. hit the right keys, the right pitch. It's a beautiful thing. And you are right. Rodriguez has that pedigree of knowing when to use his mm-hmm. stuff. I've seen him have a runner at third with less than one, you know, two outs, and he gets out of a jam.
Right.
That's when I'm like, this dude's a maestro.
Exactly. I mean, he's advanced beyond his age as far as just.
So you got a man crush on him.
Yeah, man. I'm a huge fan of the guy. I hope he stays in the rotation. And this is part of the reason I'm down on Samardzija, because if Samardzija comes back and Rodriguez loses his job.
Bad. Yeah.
I mean, that's.
He's not. That's not going to happen. Why would that happen?
Samardzija is going to be back in the rotation. Bochy told us that last Friday when he was on. I said, look, you got three stud young pitchers. You're getting it done. Someone's going to have to come out of the rotation. He said straight up, Jeff Samardzija is going to be in the rotation.
But that doesn't mean D-Rod's coming out. That's wrong.
Not necessarily, yeah. I mean, it could be anybody. Derek Holland, he's back in the rotation now. I believe he is. But here's the probable starters for the weekend. And tell me one by one, just based on the pitching matchup, who do you like, Guru? So tonight, Derek Rodriguez, he's 4-1 with a 2.89 ERA against Edwin Jackson, who is 1-1 with a 2.59. Man, what a great pickup. 2.59 ERA.
Dude, he was out of the league, if I'm correct. And for Edward Jackson to give the A's what he's given them thus far.
His
and that's
13th
about,
major league team.
Not a few good men, a few good starts. I mean, when does he return to glass slippers? So tonight's matchup, I just like Rodriguez and the fact that the Giants need this game. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the veteran Giant hitters who have not got it done up until this point will get to Edwin Jackson. But again, I've been wrong because every time Jackson gets the ball, I'm like, dude, you're playing with house money. Right. You've given the A's what they've needed and more. But if he somehow masterminds the Giants tonight, it just continues on with this phenomenal year that the A's team has had that, dude, whatever they touch, get this, turns to gold.
No doubt about it. Kelly Green in gold. I'm Michael Urban. He is Daryl the Guru Johnson. If you want to join the conversation, give us a call, 888-957-9570. Again, 888-957-9570. If you want to hit us on the PenskeAutoSales.com text line, that would be 957-95. Game 2, Mount Davis is open. Did you know that's 20-something thousand extra seats up there?
I thought I just heard it's open listening to you and Ratto just Saturday.
Right, it is just Saturday. Ratto's the one that told me it's like 20-something thousand extra seats. No way, there's not 20,000 seats up there, is there?
Do I look like I work at the Coliseum?
If Ratto said it, it must be true.
Well,
like I said,
you got inside info.
Ratto and Papa, the two most prepared guys I've ever worked with. So game two is, I think we're both going to agree on who has the upper hand here. Madison Bumgarner against Trevor Cahill.
I'm going to go Mad Bum.
Yeah, thank you. I think everybody else in the free world might too. Sunday, however, is a great pitching matchup.
And due preference, whoever wins this game gets the Brody Brazil trophy.
Well, if that makes it tied, right? Because right now the A's are up 2-1.
Okay. Gotcha.
So if the A's win Friday and Saturday, they get the trophy.
Yeah.
But if you go into Sunday and say the Giants have won 2 and the A's have won 3 already, and the Giants win on Sunday to make it 3-3, they get the trophy.
Gotcha.
Worst tiebreaker ever. Ought to be run differential.
Look at you.
Who's the series bigger for, Goo?
I told you this. No, it wasn't you. It was my other friend.
Your other white friend.
It was Matt Steinmetz. I told him it's the Giants, no doubt.
Yeah. I mean, why do you say that?
Because I don't want to say they're reeling, but it feels like they are. Manny Machado is on the Dodgers. The Giants are only 4 games back in wild card and standing. So what they want to accomplish is right before their eyes. But something with the eye test tells me that the Giants veteran hitters are not getting it done. Mm-hmm. So they need to get out in the second half, although I know it's past 81 games, Herbs, and take 2 or 3 at least from the Giants. Because from a mental standpoint, if they don't win this series, I just feel like it will set the tone for what we call the second half, and they can't afford to watch the Giants get Machado, feel good about themselves, the Dodgers, which they already have. play good, fundamentally sound baseball.
Yeah, and I agree. It is bigger for the Giants. The A's already know what they're going to do at the deadline. Billy Beane has already said, I'm going to try to help this club get better. The Giants haven't come out and said it. The Giants are never sellers. I just don't know if they're going to be hardcore buyers. We'll continue to get into that, and I want to hear your thoughts on that. It's 888-957-9570. I'm Herbs. He's Guru. 95.7 The Game. Oh, actually, I'm not leaving just yet, and you're glad I'm not leaving because I'm about to hip you to make sure you don't leave because your chance to win $1,000 happens right now.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Cool Jay.
That is old school, man. I like an old school beat on a Friday.
Oh, so long. Starving like Marvin for Cool J. So.
Keep going. Keep going. Oh, wow. You just turned into a panting dog. What happened there?
Wow. Appreciate the compliment, Herb.
So in addition to being the best liked guy at the station, you're also the best rapper, I hear.
Dude, this whole has there been a contest? Stick you got, we're on to it, Herbs.
Has there been a contest?
No. We're on to it. I just want you to know.
You versus Townie. Because you know Townie's got a drop here on his board where he's kicking some old school beats.
I hadn't heard.
You hadn't heard the bars?
No.
I would love you it. Got that? We got to hear Uncle Townie getting the hood right now.
San Jose.
You got it, Alex?
Give it up, give it up, give it to me. Ride off with the man in the Mustang pounding.
Oh, wow. Oh, Townie. That's East San Jose Townie.
You just don't know.
You just don't know how hood Townie is. Man. I'm Michael Urban. He is Daryl the Guru Johnson. You got us until noon. This is the fifth of our five-day, one-week engagement only, our reunion tour.
It's actually 7 days. You did 2 days last week.
Was it two?
Yeah.
I thought it was just Friday. Okay,
yeah. Well, it felt like two.
I've had the best time. How about you?
No, you know, I'm just having a great time.
So let's finish strong. You said you think this is a bigger series.
Oh, no doubt.
Battle Giants, of the Bay for the Giants. I agree, because again, Billy Beane has said, this team deserves my help, our help. We're going to try to now.
He's still got to go find something.
Yeah, and he's a smart guy using the word try, right? He can say, I tried, just didn't happen. I don't think Billy would do that. We also don't know how much financial flexibility the higher-ups will give Billy. You know, are they going to say, hey, here's blank check, go get what you need to get? Are they going to be snake bit from the Yoenis Cespedes trade? I hate to bring that up again. But that was the one time the A's went all in, and it didn't really work out so well.
They got to the playoffs.
Billy Beane insists that he would have made that. He'll make that move again. He would have made that move. He doesn't regret it. He insists they wouldn't have made the playoffs if he didn't make that move.
Yeah. Hey. Don't bark up that tree with me. Okay. Come on now.
So what do you guys think out there? Is it bigger for the A's or is it bigger for the Giants? The Giants, actually, in terms of playoff standing, the Giants are in better shape there. They're four out of first place in the West. They're four out from the wild card.
Wow. Right there.
But they're going to have more teams to climb over, to leapfrog.
Okay. I told you my whole metric on that, right?
Mm-mm.
Quit saying that, people. There's only one team that allocates the spot that you're trying to get to on that given day. And that's the team you need to lose on that given day. It's not like if you're behind four teams, you need all them to lose at the same time. It's the team that's in that spot that day that you need to lose. And then you look at it from that vantage point, and it's something that can happen.
So you don't buy that it's more difficult than when there's more teams in front of you?
Yeah, no, I buy that, but people quit getting scared acting like all the teams in front of you have to lose that day.
Mm-hmm.
You just need the team that's in that spot that day to lose, and then that's more realistic than saying, oh, four teams got to lose all at once for us to gain ground. No,
right.
It's the team that's allocating that spot that day.
You know, when I was covering the A's, as the trade deadline is the 31st, but you can still make deals after that, non-waiver deadline deals. And then in September, once September 1st hits, I did a story once asking a bunch of big league managers, how many games can you be out of a playoff spot and still feel like, yeah, this is doable going into September, going into the final month of the season? What number do you think that was?
And before I answer that, I remember there was no wild card. And my threshold was if you were 9 back going into September 1,
9, huh?
You were still in it.
That's a lot of ground to make up.
It's been done. So I'm going 9.
Okay. The average of the, I think it was 24 managers that I spoke to.
Okay.
It averaged out to 5. They say if you're within 5, that's fine.
What?
I don't know why it's five necessarily. Nobody went as high as nine, though. Nine's a lot. I mean, you got to go on a hell of a run.
But that was considered a pennant race back in the day.
Yeah, no doubt. All I mean, I like what the wild card has done. It keeps more.
Oh, good Lord.
It keeps more fans engaged longer.
You think?
I don't want them to add any more wild cards. I think it's perfect the way it is right now. And it's just like I can't even remember what life was like without an iPhone or without just a mobile phone the way we have it now. I can't remember back then. What did we do? I don't remember life without a wild card.
You use your beeper.
Use your beeper. Really? Yeah, your pager.
Wow.
But do you remember life without a wild card? I couldn't even tell you when the wild card came.
That I can't either, but I do remember the days of, okay, hey, it's September, you know, the Giants are trailing the Dodgers, they're seven back, that second place team, that was what we called a pennant race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And okay. Now, I just thank God for the wild card, Herbs, because you're right, forget the fans, how many teams would just mail it in had it just been based on the division winner, dude, it would be boring. I mean, the wild card has added lives,
yeah.
Not life, lives to all these teams to try to get that invite to the dance. And then when you get to the dance, if the young lady wants to dance with you, you've won.
And, you know, one unexpected offshoot or result of the wild cards is it's made the trade deadline a little bit more difficult to predict and see what teams are going to do. Because, like, right now, you've got more than half the teams in baseball that probably feel like they're within striking distance of a wild card
shot, and some
right?
are confused. They don't know what they want to.
Right.
We're in it mathematically, but we don't feel like we're in it. The Giants could be one of those, but nice thing about the Giants is their front office says we don't rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
They think they're in it. Let's see what they do.
That's why, while I agree with you that this series is bigger for the Giants because the A's have already said what they're going to do, I think we already know that the Giants aren't going to be sellers, right? They're never sellers.
Never. It's just not what they do, Herbs.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you the same question that I want to ask the audience, and I would love for you guys to chime in on it. 888-957-9570, whether you're an A's fan or a Giants fan. If you're an A's fan, you get to play GM for the morning. If you're a Giants fan, same thing. You are buyers at the deadline. What are you buying first? What are you looking for? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Guru, let's go the A's first. You are David Forrest and Billy Bean. You have been told by management, go out and get some help. What are you looking for
a
first?
A starting pitcher. Give me a start. And you know why? Edwin Jackson, again, not to be redundant, has been a godsend.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know, as the stakes and games become more important and the stage gets bigger, and I could be wrong, he's pitched in this league. But he's also given the A's a shot in the arm that nobody saw. I'm just wondering, in regard to being consistent, how long he can keep it up. So I would go Geico, give me some insurance, and try to take a flyer. Don't laugh. A guy like Bartolo Colon,
right,
if he was available, you know, he's been better than Samardzija. But I'm just saying that's where I'd go for the Oakland Athletics, because right now, offensively, dude, I don't know if I want to risk bringing anything in to mess up this nucleus. It's like they know what they got. I'm just blown
scoring
away.
Scoring runs ain't a problem for this team.
There you go.
I mean, we've talked about this all week. Their lineup is exhausting. There is no break. It's that rare lineup that has zero breaks in it.
And even if the ball doesn't go over the fence or it's a hit, they work you.
And guess what? It's even more so this weekend because the DH is in effect. So the A's don't have to throw their pitcher up there to the plate. That's the only time you got a break in an A's lineup is when they're playing by National League rules and the pitcher's got to hit for himself.
Yeah, and I saw Chris Davis. We know, you know, he shared with us last year about what goes through his mind when he's throwing a baseball.
What did he call the problem? Like the beast
but
the animal or
I
something?
I saw him throw a ball at AT&T. It wasn't an important play. They're all important, but my gosh, he should be DH.
Yeah, and he's going to be DH all weekend long. There's no doubt about that.
Love you, Chris, man.
By the way, apropos of nothing, Mark Canha in center field, man. I had no idea. When I heard they were going to start throwing him out in center field, I thought, Mark Canha can't play center field.
And now
yes, he can.
Yeah.
And not only that, but sometimes when guys get moved to not entirely unfamiliar, but maybe a less comfortable defensive position, you might see their offensive production slip because they're kind of like in – kind of let it get into their head a little bit. Obviously, that hasn't happened with Mark Canha.
Yeah, something the text line is saying Chris Archer for the A's, but the Rays
that would be a great pickup.
But
you've got to give
up Rays,
a lot.
Not the Devil Rays. The Rays are still in it technically. So why would they? It's about what their front office feels they can do. I like watching the Rays play baseball,
mm-hmm.
and this whole thing they're doing with the relievers. My point is, they feel like they're still in it from the wild card vantage point, so I don't think he would be available.
If they feel like that, they're knuckleheads. They got the Yankees and the Red Sox in front of them in the division.
Okay, but what about – okay, so that's one wild card division and a division just winner.
They're gonna get,
so it's the second wild carders that they would be trying to attain.
My point is the Red Sox and Yankees are going to pound on them every time they play the Rays, and so they're going to fall out. That's the thing about the wild card it and how it changes the trading deadline because you do have some teams that are – fooling themselves into you know, I mean, if you happen to have a glass half full front office,
let's go for it. I like it. It may not work, but let's go for it. Damn it.
Yeah. Typically, normally I would say, yeah, you owe that to your fans, yeah, but
that's the players.
Do the Rays have any fans?
No. As Dips would say, you're working material.
Those are just, the people that you see in the stands. They are, those tickets were given to them by the concierge at their hotel. Best hotel in the big leagues, worst ballpark and best hotel. Same place.
That is?
It's Tropicana Field.
Okay.
It's still called that.
It looks like a mausoleum.
It's terrible. The lighting is artificial.
I hate watching the game.
Dude, anytime you walk into a press box and they hand you a piece of paper, I mean, actually, it's a two-page thing.
Okay.
And it details what the grounds rules are the catwalks above the diamond. Like, well, if it hits this catwalk, it's in play. If it hits that catwalk.
What is it, a catwalk?
It's called a catwalk. Like, you see him at Oracle, right? Have you ever seen one of the workers way up in the roof?
I get sick looking at it.
They're on a catwalk. Yeah. And so I guess there's guys that need to walk around the roof of Tropicana Field. Anyway, it's a terrible place to watch
and
baseball.
Why would a fair ball, if it hits it, is still in, what? That's ghetto.
And
that is ghetto.
Didn't recently somebody catch a ball that hit something above the field and it was ruled still in play and it was a catch?
That's an eyesore.
Anytime you're bastardizing the game, it's terrible. But the Rays, if they think they're in contention, they're wrong. And that's the only possible negativity about the second wild card is because it mucks up the trade deadline because so many people think, yeah, we might be in it here. Whereas if you fast forward 2 weeks from the trade deadline, by then teams like the Rays will, if they didn't make any move, they're going to be thinking, oh, I'm glad I didn't make a move because now we're like 15 out of both races.
How confident are you on the giant meter in regard to them trying to get a wild card? Dude, they're four back.
I know.
They've underperformed offensively.
Big time, and they're only four back. But then again, okay, I think we can rule out the division. I'm pretty comfortable saying...
Just because of Machado, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't necessarily need Machado's bat, but they could really use his defense at shortstop. That dude's an incredible athlete to be able to go. He was a shortstop, and then the Orioles put him at third. He ends up being one of the best third basemen in the league, and now he's moving back to shortstop in another league. That guy's phenomenal.
Yeah, and I think if I saw the projected lineup, he's batting right behind Kemp or before. So that just makes the Dodgers lineup just, good God. Mm-hmm. I mean, Murder's Row, wow.
Yeah, talk about an exhausting lineup. I mean, that team, that lineup, when it's clicking, is going to wear people out. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. You are on with Herbs and Guru. What's up, man? Antonio, you with us?
You know, I'm an A's fan. I think we need a starting pitcher. Now, I'm not saying we should trade like one of our best hitters, like, for a great pitcher a la Cespedes for John Lester type thing, but we at least need to get some kind of type of good quality starter. You know, I don't think we need hitting. We don't need bullpen. You know, I like our starters, but it would be great just to add like one good one. That's all.
Thank you for the phone call, Antonio. I appreciate it. Bartolo Colon, man. First off, I just love Bartolo Colon.
He's in
about
the Lone Star State right now.
They were talking about bobbleheads on the morning show, and they brought it. It was brought up because they have the bobble legs for Ricky this Sunday.
The bobble what?
Bobble legs. It's not a bobble head. It's bobble legs. It's a Ricky Henderson bobble legs doll.
Are the legs in the uniform, or will we see his black legs?
I haven't seen it, but apparently his legs move, not his head. I think bobbleheads have jumped the shark once you start doing bobble legs. There's a bobble belly for Bartolo Colon, I heard somewhere out there. I got to get me that.
Wow.
Bobble belly. I would really like to see Bartolo Colon. Look, somebody on the text line, it's from the 925. Starting pitching is too expensive. Well, yeah, if you go after an ace, but I don't think the A's need an ace. They need a real solid middle of the rotation guy that they can count on to take the ball every time. And if he's good in the clubhouse, all the better. That's Bartolo Colon to a T. Nobody's going to ask for a top prospect for Bartolo Colon.
So if news broke that the A's added Bartolo, what do you think the sentiment would be amongst A's fans?
I think they'd be psyched. That's a great question, though, for the A's fans.
You know what?
There.
And it would also be E for effort that he tried. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go get Kershaw. And I talked about the Rays and Archer. Mm-hmm. They're 8.5 back of the second wild card as the A's are 3. So maybe he is attainable. Chris Archer. Maybe that's not a pipe dream. Maybe they could pick up the phone, Billy, and make something happen.
Well, if he's available, that's great. But what are you asking for?
If I'm them,
I'm not giving up Chris Archer for cheap. I mean, he's a frontline starter. And
hasn't had the best year.
No, but everybody knows what Chris Archer can do. I just don't think the A's want to give up. I mean, they're definitely not going to give up any of their premium prospects to get help for this team because they've already got faith in this team. Billy has said, I think this team can get to the playoffs without help, but it's my job to get them help. They deserve this help. They've earned the help.
Enhancements.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's go back to the phone lines. We got Lionel in Fremont. Lionel, you're on with Herbs and Guru. What's up, man? Lionel.
What's going on, gentlemen? How y'all doing?
Doing well, man. What you got?
Talking baseball on this lovely Friday afternoon. Let's go Oakland. For the A's, I kind of want them to stay pat. What you guys, mentioned, it's not really a splash starter that's going to be available. And I definitely don't want to give up some of the farm system just for, someone in the middle of the rotation. I think Bartolo would be a good move, but you could probably wait after the deadline for that, through the waiver wire, for the Giants, I would say, it's kind of a long shot thinking, but maybe get back on the phone with the Yankees and be like, hey, you guys take some Marge, throw them in your bullpen, send us back Sonny. I mean, you're basically getting rid of two guys that both teams are pretty much done with.
Right.
And maybe Sonny and Kurt, can get that magic back going. For the Giants and get some dominant pitching because that's where the Giants always thrive when they have the good pitching. And guys, and Guru, to your point on 9 games, if you're in it, I always thought maybe 6 games was the mark. But I mean, you never know. I mean, look at the Cardinals. I think in 2011, with the Cardinals like 11 out beginning of September, and they came back and got on their run. But either way, let's just hope these teams do something. I mean, back to the A's, saying pat basically shows the fan base that they're sticking to their word and they're going to try to stay loyal to some of these guys, which I think they need to do because the old ways it's just so dull and old now, and it leaves a bad taste in us A's fans' mouths. So I'd love to see them kind of keep some guys and just keep rolling with what they got going on. If it ain't broken, don't fix it. Let's go, Oakland. Good show, guys.
Thank you for the phone call, Lionel. I appreciate it. I like that trade. I don't know. I need to
get
know.
Get her done.
What is Sonny Gray's contract situation with
Sonny
New York?
Gray's done?
But I could see
the morning guys talking about Sonny, the possibility. He's done.
No, he's done in New York. He's not alone. There's a lot of guys.
He was done in Oakland.
No, I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't? Why? So why is he not in the A's uniform?
Because the A's traded him to the Yankees.
Reason being is.
I don't think they thought he was done. I mean, when he got to the Yankees, he was decent last year.
Wow.
Decent for the Yankees. Right. Yeah, he's had some good starts, but he's not a New York type of guy. I thought he would go there and thrive.
He's a pitcher. He's a major league pitcher. It doesn't matter where he's at.
Guru,
his stuff,
that's not true.
He's hemorrhaging right now. Yankee fans cringing when he comes out starts a game.
There are some guys who just can't handle the pressure that comes to New York, and Sonny may be one of those guys. Ed Whitson was a stud pitcher, an all-star, got traded to New York. Was never the same guy. He couldn't handle New York.
Okay, I'm not disputing that, but are you clamoring for the A's to go get Sonny like he was what he was when he first hit the scene?
No, I'm saying he was talking about the Giants. If the Giants could send Samardzija to New York and get Sonny Gray back, wouldn't you make that deal if you're the Giants?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. They're the same guy.
You wouldn't rather have Sonny Gray than Jeff Samardzija?
Nope.
Wow. You're high.
Based on watching the Yankee game when Sonny Gray pitches. You haven't. He's lost.
I have watched him pitch in
Yankee
uniform.
Okay, so he's doing the same thing Samardzija
is. He doesn't look like he has the same confidence he had.
To me, they're under the same umbrella. How about that?
Have you seen some of the back page headlines? I mean, the headlines in New York are actually like
you're right. I have.
The headline saying, get him out of here. Or they'll
Pepe
say,
Le Pew.
Sonny's a bum. I mean, that's the headline, dude. That's how harsh it is in New York.
Okay, but still, you're a grown man, and my whole point is, I don't think the A's or Giants look at Sonny Gray as an answer. That's what I'm saying. Samar's your Sonny Gray. He's your Sonny Gray. So if you're going to do all those transactions to get him, what have you really gained?
Be honest. You wouldn't rather have Sonny Gray than Jeff Samardzija?
No, I honestly mean that. No.
I would take Sonny Gray in a heartbeat. Let's see. The 510, good loyal A's callers back to back. They liked what Lionel had to say. Yeah, let's keep the calls coming at 888-957-9570. The 209 says you are high. Sonny Gray is way better than Samardzija. The 408, you're high, Guru. You make that trade just to get the Sharks bleep contract out of here. Why would New York want the Shark? Asked the 7-0. I don't think anybody wants a Shark at $18 million. You ain't moving that contract. Unless you're going to eat most of it.
You are correct.
Evan Longoria, did you hear Bobby Evans on? You did. Did you hear it? You were on the air. I forgot you had to come back for 3-7. Bobby Evans suggested that Evan Longoria is going to be back real soon, right? He's playing 7 innings tonight or last night, or was it 5 and then 7?
He's made a lot of errors this year. I'm just saying, here I go, and I know with the money he's making, he's going to be at third base. But right now, is he an upgrade over the Panda at third?
Yeah, defensively, he's
horrible. Absolutely. He's been horrible this year defensively.
I don't know about horrible. He's made some errors, but
yeah,
a bunch of errors.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I like Panda in the role that they had him before the injuries came, where he can there's three different places you could. Hell, they even plugged him in at second base.
I like to see him every day. All right, go ahead.
I wouldn't mind seeing him in the lineup every day. It's not like he's one of those guys who gets exposed when you're in the lineup
hitting
every day.
Yeah, clutch hitting from. He's won some games.
Yeah. How about? Let's go back exactly 1 year.
Right.
And
I was young.
Actually, let's go back 10 months because then we'd be at September of last year. You think any Giant fan wanted Panda back this year? What percentage of Giants fans do you think wanted Panda back this year?
Honestly, yeah. I think about 35 to 40%.
Yeah, I would say even less. I mean, there's people just saying he's done. The weight is always going to be an issue. But this guy
came in.
The way he left.
He had a chance to stay in.
But he came back. He's obviously a really likable guy because everybody's back to loving Panda in the clubhouse.
Yeah, and he's winning games. He's a clutch at bat.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointed might be too strong of a word, but I'm going to be curious to see when he gets his at bats with the offense that has not been generating runs at all.
Yeah. I mean, if their offense can do what they're capable of doing, they don't even need to go nuts, that offense. They've got a good lineup on paper. It's just so many guys
and
are
I'm
underachieving.
I'm in love with it on paper. That's where I got to tell me to get over the Giants on paper.
Well, because you see Kutch, you see Longoria when you're both in the lineup.
Crawford,
you see Posey, Belt. It looks like a lineup that should score a lot of runs. What the hell's going on? Why can't they? They don't keep the line moving. Bruce likes to say, keep the line
moving. And I wanted
to
say, go Dr. Phil and say, you know what? It may be this ballpark. But no, they're doing it on the road.
No, it's not. How about, this is a good one. The A's should pick up big-time Timmy Jim. Tim Lincecum's still out there. Oh, that reminds me.
You're joking, right? Well, you didn't say it.
I'm not joking. Yeah, he's been out there working out.
Bring the whole, where's Zito? Your boy Zito, bring him all back.
And you know what? I got a voicemail from Tim's dad. You know, I know Chris Lincecum fairly well. He used to do a weekly radio segment when I was on the other side. And he called me last week, and I hadn't talked to him in like a year. So something's up.
He called you.
He's not calling me just to say hi. He's probably trying to. When I call him back, I'll bet you one of the first things he does is talk about Timmy's looking great. He feels great. He's throwing 92. He should be back in the big leagues before long. I mean, he wasn't just calling me to catch up. I'm dying to find out why he really called me.
Well, you're not dying that hard for you not to have called him back by now.
Well,
you're a big time.
You got to understand.
You got that 1 week rule where people leave you a voicemail, you take a week to give them a call
back.
No,
but a phone conversation with Chris Lincecum is never going to be 5 minutes or 10 minutes. It's going to be 25.
I
often don't have 25 minutes, just spare. Maybe I'll give him a shout on my drive home from work today.
Yeah, let me know how it goes.
What do you think about that, though? Tim Lincecum, take a flyer
on? I'd be a bit
him?
Upset that if I left you a VM and it takes you a year to give me a call back, you know, I might be over when you call back. I might not even answer.
It wouldn't happen because we see every day, we see each other every day we got to see each other this week.
Yeah.
But let's stay away from our textual relationship. I would love Timmy as our seventh inning guy in San Francisco. That's the 408.
Wow.
See, that's the role I see Tim being successful in the big leagues. Give up the dream of being a starter. Tim Lincecum could be an effective reliever in the big leagues right now. Go get him.
You're being real.
I am being real.
Yeah, and I mean, he could throw bat in practice.
No, he's better than that. Come on. I'm Herbs. He is Guru. We're going to turn the page, get into a little NBA when we come back on 95.7 The Game.
Steinmetz and Guru continues on 95.7 The Game.
Wow, man. This is when the text line is wonderful.
It's all about Lindskum, right?
They said you should call Chris back on during the show.
Nah. That wouldn't be cool. He wouldn't like that. It's got to be, he's very particular about his on-air appearances.
I would like it.
And how bad would it look like if, okay, I haven't called you back for a week, and when I do call you, I'm asking you for something.
What would you be asking him for? You're returning
to come
call
on the air.
No, you're just returning this call.
And not tell him that he's live on FM radio in San Francisco?
I'm at work. We're talking.
I can't do that. That would be wrong. Bay Bridge Series continues tonight. Three good pitching matchups. I really do. Again, I'll give you the pitching matchups. I like all three of them. I think there is the Sunday matchup is the one that I don't think somebody has an upper hand on. Derek Rodriguez, Edwin Jackson. At home, I like Edwin Jackson's chances. As much as I love Derek Rodriguez, I like Edwin Jackson. I like the veteran in his own ballpark and the fact that the A's get to use a DH. Now, the Giants getting to use a DH, another hitter to that lineup that's not really getting anything done, that's not scaring anyone.
Well, that could be Gorky's or Hanson.
Well, Gorky's going to be starting anyway. By the way, Bruce Bochy, remember before the season he told us how good Gorky's was and people don't understand how good he was. And I'm like kind of, all right, Bruce, I get it. You stand
people
up for your guys.
People have just been hating on Gorky's. Oh, he's juicing. Dude, he's young. He's athletic. He's worked on his game. He's been a godsend for the Giants.
He has been, man. And he should be in the lineup.
We're hating on Gorky's.
Every single day. The Saturday Mount Davis game, Madison Bumgarner versus Trevor Cahill. I think we all concede. We all agree that Mad Bum's got the upper hand. Who do you give the upper hand Sunday? Johnny Cueto, Sean Manaea.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to go Cueto.
Yeah?
I'm going to go Cueto. I feel like it's his time. It's the second half. I love the throwing Samoan, but I feel like Cueto will keep the A's hitters off balance and will throw a gem that's somewhat unexpected, and that will enable the Giants to win 2 out of 3.
The Giants and their fans would like nothing better than for Johnny Cueto to get back to being the Johnny Cueto that they know he can be. I mean, the guy is, when he's right, he's one of my favorite guys to watch because it just looks like he's making stuff up on the mound.
Yeah, I just like, I hate seeing the buttons look stressed on the jersey. It's Johnny Cueto. You know, that's what it's been like. Damn.
Does he look heavier to you now?
Yeah, he does. I've been at the buffet.
I haven't even noticed that.
Yeah. Check him out.
Teammates with Panda now.
Well, there you go.
Maybe they roll by Amici's after every home game and crush a couple pies
each. Or a buffet at the stadium.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. Who do you think the Giants or the A's, depending on what your fandom, where your fandom lies, or it doesn't have to necessarily be who, what? What are you looking for? So you say starting pitching for the A's. How about the Giants?
Same thing. They need a starting pitcher, Herbs. If they're going to get this done or even
Really?
Yeah. They need a start. Both Bay Area teams could use an arm.
I think the Giants have plenty of arms. And the crazy thing is the way the Giants are, it's that, of course, the way the offense is performed, the first thing that comes to your head is, well, we need to get more hitting. But then again, we were just talking about the lineup and the names in the lineup. And you look at all those names and you think, we don't really need more bats.
We need
these guys to be themselves.
Yeah.
That's it.
Starting with Buster Posey. Oh, he's batting 280. It's a different 280. And I know he's been hurt. He got the cortisone shot. So hopefully that will help him. But it starts with him, Herbs.
And Bobby Evans was on the air with you and Steinmetz yesterday. Good job. What did Bobby say? Did he tip his hand in any way about what they might be looking for?
No, he just talked about, you know, playing good baseball. And then if there's a move that can be made, you know, they'll look into it. But right now, yeah, definitely didn't tip his hand. And about Buster, he said he got the shot. But the scary thing for me, Herbs, is he says after you get the shot, you know, it doesn't work right away. It's a couple of days after. Mm-hmm. So they had an off day yesterday. So
When was the shot?
I think it was last week sometime after the last game. I could be wrong.
Normally when guys get cortisone shots, they have to take the next day or two off.
And that's why he didn't go participate in All-Star game.
There you go.
So hopefully he'll be ready to go.
Now, his post-All-Star break history in terms of power production is abysmal the last couple of years.
Can you tell me why?
Legs, man. legs. He's caught a ton of innings. You need, just like a three-point shooter needs legs, power hitter needs legs. I think Buster's legs, he's lost a little bit of power.
So do I look around baseball and say, okay, the catching position, you get a pass for no power because your legs are zapped of catching? No.
If you've been doing it for about a decade and doing it at a really high level, I like Buster behind the plate anyway. I have accepted that Buster is no longer a power hitter. Was he ever really a power hitter? He's never hit 25 bombs in a season.
He hit 24.
But 25 is like bare minimum for a power hitter, right? Or, I mean, if you're averaging 24 over a 3-4 year span, then you're a power hitter. He's just not a power hitter anymore. He's just a really good hitter.
Would you say really good or good hitter right now? How he currently is performing?
He's a
really, 280 for Buster is like 260 to me for Buster, because he's normally around 320, 300 area.
He's a really good hitter. I don't care what
he's
the average
says.
He's
been a really good hitter, but for him to be a really good hitter now, that's what the Giants need.
Well, you don't think – look, one of the things I think that Bruce finally did, he dropped him to fifth in the order.
Right.
And he has had Posey in the fourth, in the cleanup spot.
Right.
He used to love Posey in the cleanup spot. I think Bochy himself is finally conceding, yeah, maybe he's not that guy. Maybe he's not the guy I want him to be. Let's treat him like the guy he is. The fifth spot is perfect for Buster. It's an RBI spot, but it's not – there's not the pressure of hitting third or fourth. Not that I think Posey feels pressure.
I was just about to say,
but
go ahead.
But you know what I mean? It's not. It's clear what the expectation is if you're the three or four hitter. If you're the five hitter, I think you have a little bit. Again, I know you're gonna, you're right. We shouldn't be talking about.
And he's Buster Posey, so you can't. I don't think that works. I hear where you're going and what you're trying to say, but it's Buster Posey. He knows what's expected of him, Herbs, if he's batting eighth. And it's positive at bat. It's run scored. You know, it's a gapper. And just right now, it's hard to watch him run. And again, the hip issue, I understand why. But if he can bat, you know, 300 or 320 this second half, Herbs, it's like they got a new player, man.
So let's see you are Bobby Evans. What are you going to, okay, and take pitching out of it. Wouldn't you have a hard time going out and getting an offensive player and telling anybody in the current lineup that, yeah, we got somebody, your playing time isn't going to be what it was before. I don't see anybody in the lineup that you can go to and say, we're giving up on you. Because so many guys they're just underperforming. We know they're good hitters. They just haven't been good hitters so far.
Right, and it's past 81 games. So I know it's All-Star break, but it's past the halfway point. So
they played damn near 100 games, right? 98?
Smart money would be, you know, this is who we are. What about the left field situation with the Giants? You're cool with the, you know, Pence one day, whoever else the next.
I'm cool with Gorky's every day and Duggar in center field every day.
Well, we'll
Duggar,
see.
Sorry,
yeah, Duggar. We'll have to see.
I think that's probably the way they're leaning. But again, Bruce loves him some veterans, so I would imagine that he's going to continue to work Hunter Pence in. Now, as you get into and through the dog days of August, if you're still in the race in September, then I think maybe he will say, all right, Hunter, you're not getting it done. Do you think Hunter's got anything left?
I do. Yeah. He's got an electric arm, man. And, excuse me, I thought you were talking about Strickland. Pence, I don't know. I'm willing to just say, I don't know. Surprise me. But if he is part of the nucleus that you think is going to get you to the promised land, Herbs, right now I think you know, the PG&E is a little short.
Now, speaking of Hunter Strickland, what did Evan say about Hunter? Because I know you guys asked him about it.
That he didn't have an actual date on when he would get back, but he was making progress.
Do you think the Giants are not telling us how they feel about Hunter Strickland, or do you think they're really fine with it? I mean, he punched a wall, we move on. He did a dumb thing, we move on.
Dude,
we still believe
back
in Hunter Strickland.
They're four back in the wild card and division. I don't think they have time to be nitpicking about, you know, if they're mad at him, they didn't cut him, Herb, so they still love him. And when he comes back and he's ready to go, they're going to be playing high-level baseball, important games, so he's got to be ready to answer the bell. But about your guy, Timmy Lincecum, because you know I'm a big numbers guy.
Mm-hmm.
My people's just sent me this. Shout-out to Carl Buschek. Tim Lincecum in the minor leagues this season, 5.68 ERA, 23 base runners in 12.2 innings. It's over.
Wow.
And here you are lobbying for him on this Good Friday.
Come on. We got to throw every... Look, all the rats are on the table now. I think this
that
is...
That wasn't even a rat.
It is... It's. Is it do or die time for the Giants in terms of the trading deadline? If they don't do something at the deadline, do you think they still have a chance at winning
a playoff spot? Yes, I do.
So this team is currently constructed.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they're two games over 500. I'm not saying that's 20. Let's not talk like they've been so awful. It's almost great and amazing the fact that they are over 500 with what's happened to them and who's been out of the lineup, pitchers and hitters. It's about your star players acting like, playing like themselves. That will be the jolt.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.